The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
When are you guys going to delete the White House Twitter account?
Why would we do that?
Well, you're saying that you're keeping an eye on Twitter because it might not be a suitable platform, so why use it?
The president has always said, and he has been very, very clear in his belief, that it is important of social media platforms to continue to take steps to reduce hate speech and misinformation.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Uh-oh, kind of bad news out of Russia. Vladimir Putin, this is not a good headline. I hope this headline's never written about you or me. Putin fell downstairs and soiled himself. According to news reports, the 70-year-old Vladimir Putin suffered the unfortunate fall at his Moscow official residence Wednesday night. The ailing Russian leader allegedly fell down five steps before landing on his tailbone. Although his security guards immediately rushed to his aid, the impact of the fall caused Putin to involuntarily defecate due to cancer affecting his stomach and bowels, according to the Telegram channel General SVR, which purports to be run by a former Russian spy. It's the latest health scare for Putin. Wow. I mean, that could, you know, upend the whole Ukraine crisis if he's, you know, filled with cancer and he's falling down the steps and soiling himself. That ain't good. That's not good. Listen, I got my own medical problems. I got a shingles vaccine last night. So I don't care about him. How about me? Enough about him. Let's talk about me. This is like medical crisis week for me. First, I go to the dentist earlier in the week. Oh, I got to go to a periodontist. You got two pockets of 6 millimeters. You're going to have to get some kind of surgery. I am not doing that. And then, I go get my regular checkup from my great doctor. And I do have a great doctor. And he starts telling me in the checkup about treating a couple patients with shingles. He says, looked at my record, he goes, you haven't had a shingles vaccine. I wasn't even sure I knew what shingles is. I guess it's a painful skin thing like chicken pox, and I think it really does hurt. And that's what the doctor told me. He said, you don't want to get shingles. He said, I treated a lady just yesterday, and she is miserable. And so he said, why don't you get a shingles vaccine today? I'm thinking, well, I'm traveling Friday. I'm going to New York for a long weekend, the big Christmas party in Salem, New York, and I'm going to see a couple shows. And it's going to, you know, I guess it'd be, I said, are there any side effects? He goes, oh, your arm just gets a little sore. Arm gets a little sore. I'm lucky I didn't fall down the steps and defecate after I got the shot. It hurts. That nurse puts the shot in my arm. I thought, now if I scream like a little kid, will there be concern here in the office? I mean, and I know I'm a big baby. I know I'm a bit of a hypochondriac. Then I get home, and I'm minding my own business, and I'm puttering around the house, and I start feeling crappy. Now I don't feel good. I haven't felt good since yesterday. So, and then, of course, to add insult to injury, I call my buddy Tom Trout up. What are you doing getting a vaccine? What's with you and vaccines? Then it turned into a whole vaccine argument. I guess you can't get flu shots anymore. You can't get shingles vaccines. Can't get, and incidentally, interesting thing with this checkup with my doctor, and he's really interesting because he does a lot. I mean, he's the one that prescribes ivermectin every week. I mean, I take it. I take ivermectin every week. I had COVID a second time early November, right before the midterms of all times. I didn't miss a day of work. I did the show from home, but I think he's not real big on me getting any more boosters. You know, listen, don't get mad at me. I do what my doctor recommends. And he recommended I get the shingles shot. So here I am. I mean, I'm not kidding you. And then I've got two patches on my arm, like rashes, where the injection was. I took a picture of it like a lunatic this morning. I'm in the bathroom taking pictures of my shoulder to send to the doctor saying, what's this? I don't know. This could be touch and go for me. So say a little prayer, because I might be going towards the light any minute now. I mean, Tracy, did you get a shingle? Have anybody on this team got a shingle? Everybody else, not our age, but I think when, you know, you don't want shingles. But I don't know. You may not want the vaccine. It's no fun. 800-655-MIKE, 22 minutes before the hour. All right. We got to brace ourselves for a conversation about a task force in California. They are recommending slavery reparations for black Californians. Now, this task force, it's a 9-member task force called Reparations Task Force. It was, of course, formed by goofy Gavin Newsom, who very well might be the Democrat nominee for president in 2024. He's who I think is going to be the Democrat nominee. It's not going to be Joe Biden. Joe Biden, we're lucky he hadn't fallen down the steps and defecating. I mean, did you see video of him walking around at the state dinner? I mean, this guy, he is not a youthful 80, okay? Be wheeling him around any day now. So it's going to be Gavin Newsom. One focus of the California Task Force has been housing discrimination. So somehow there are millions of Californians who had housing setbacks between 1933 and 1977, according to the New York Times. Well, California wants to give, are you ready for this? Sit down if you're standing, because you might fall down the steps and poop your pants. Listen to this. $569 billion, billion with a B, to compensate the 2.5 million black Californians who suffered setbacks from 1933 to 1977. Now, you do the math. You want to know what $569 billion translates to for the 2.5 million black Californians who would get reparations? They would get $223,000 each. $223,000 apiece. And that, of course, would be paid by the taxpayers of California, who aren't black. You couldn't pay, you know, you couldn't be taxed for the $569 billion, right? Because you'd be paying yourself. So it has to be only citizens who are non-black. So if you're white, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian, whatever ethnicity other than black, you'll pay hundreds of billions of dollars to 2.5 million black Californians. I want to ask you a simple, I'll start the conversation by asking you this question. They can't keep the lights on in California, but they can pay black Californians $223,000 apiece? Ah, okay. I just got to turn this over to you here in the ReliefFactor.com studios, 1-800-655-MIKE. I just got to go right to you to get your reaction to this wild story, because I guarantee you, they'll do it. This is now going, there's more discussions underway. The panel is now considering how the payments should be made. Some of the panel members are suggesting cash, cold hard cash, because, hey, cash is king! Or housing grants, or even tuition. The task force has identified four other causes for slavery reparations. Mass incarceration unjust property seizures, devaluation of black businesses, and health care. I'm almost speechless. I'm sure it's the shingle shot that is messing with my brain. I got to turn this over to you. 800-655-MIKE, one open line. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail, or text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Hope you join us. Wow. Wow. Wow.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, that $223,000 ends up being about $100,000 in taxes back to the state. That's why they're doing it. They're laundering money, as usual.
I'm Tito out of California. This is a crazy movie we're living here in this country, and especially California. I mean, when do you draw the line for reparation? I mean, should we give Mexicans reparation too? Because when this state was taken, I mean, it's just nonsense. This needs to stop, and then just getting tired of it. Anyways, have a good day. God bless.
He is so right. It's like a crazy movie. It's like watching a crazy movie. A bunch of text messages on the MyPillow text line, brought to you by MyPillow, where Christmas time is the perfect time to get to that MyPillow website. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. You'll see all kinds of great prices. The My Slippers, that would be my number one recommendation. And you're going to get $90 off the slippers. They are comfortable, and you just feel like you're walking on two little clouds. The best slippers I've ever had. You could take them inside, outside. You walk outside, take out the trash. They look great. They're moccasin or slip-on style. $90 off when you enter the promo code MikeG. And you'll see the big discount when you enter MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG. Here's some of the text messages. Reparations for what? When did California have slavery anyway? California was not a slave state. That's the best part of all of this crazy story, this wild movie we're watching. Another text message. What happens if you're half black and half white? And finally, this one. Maybe we should build a wall around California. Padded on the inside, because it needs to be a giant padded room. 800-655-MIKE, Darren in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Darren.
Hey, how's it going? With regards to this thing, why can't we just encourage California to leave the union and just, you know, become its own little country?
Yeah, be your own country. Be your own place. Yeah. Be your own little place. Because this is, can you imagine living there?
Yeah. Well, I think I've come to the conclusion of what the problem is. Doesn't California have a lot of active volcanoes?
Like, no. Like, I don't think like they have a lot of it. You got them confused with Hawaii?
No, I thought there was one that's kind of like, I'm just trying to understand. Maybe they're breathing in sulfuric, some sort of gas that's in the leaf.
It's got to be something to do with, maybe it's the water, maybe it's the air, maybe, I don't know. Maybe the smog. They still got smog over there. I feel so sorry for normal people in California. I feel so badly for people who are normal, who just see this stuff. I mean, imagine your tax bill. Well, that's the reparations fee because you had to pay a black person $23,200 each for housing discrimination under the guise of reparations. 800-655 Mike Byron is in Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, Byron.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that inevitably it won't be just Californians that pay these reparations, because California will go bankrupt and then the rest of the country will have to send them all our money.
Somebody texted me that they're doing reparations right now in Asheville. Now, Asheville's a little bit pretty progressive for the Carolinas. Is that possible? Have you heard that?
I have heard that it is in the works.
Wow, unbelievable. And I'm telling you, I've said this for years. I never thought I'd live to see the day where this could happen. But then again, I wouldn't thought I'd live to see the day any of this crap is happening in our world. We look around, like the guy said, I keep thinking about that voicemail caller. It is a wild, crazy movie that we're living through. If the day comes where, because this is what it means, non-black people have to pay black people for slavery. You know, 1800s stuff. Mike in Rochester, Minnesota. One open line, 800-655 Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hi.
Listen, no one alive, their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were slaves. It is time for people to basically get educated, get trained, get out and get a job, and basically vote on time. And we need to turn this thing around. I think Gavin Newsom basically is just trying to get sound bites.
He's Mike, trying to buy votes. Let's get right to the chase. You just touched on it. They're trying to buy votes. That's all it is.
Yeah,
give away free stuff.
No one is going to vote for him. They'll be able to see through it, except for some people in California.
I'm not sure about that, Mike. I mean, people love free stuff. They love that. Look at what happened with COVID and all the people that got payments for not working. We still can't get a lot of people back to work because the mindset was, hey, I get paid to stay home. Well, what would you do if you got a check for $223,000? $223,000, and I assume it's tax-free. Somebody said tax, but I don't know. You know, that's always been an interesting dynamic to me, that if you get a settlement, if you sue and you get a settlement, it's strange how sometimes you're not taxed on it. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I'm never really good at taxes and that kind of stuff. I mean, I pay them, pay too many of them. It's Friday. Did you get paid today? Speaking of getting paid. You know, when I started the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation years ago, I did it in honor of my wife, Denise, who had the idea of having a foundation to benefit people. Now we're in the Christmas season with the Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Ministry campaign. So far, we've got about 2,100 kids sponsored who are going to get Christmas presents, a Bible, and a message from their incarcerated parent on Christmas morning. It's a great ministry. It's a beautiful Christian ministry called Prison Fellowship. Well, we got a long way to go. My goal is 7,800 kids. I need about 400 listeners today to kick in $50. Well, speaking of my Denise, at Christmas time, we always share with you her famous preacher cookie recipe. It is the most delicious cookie. They're bakeless cookies. Let me warn you, you don't bake them. Here's the offer. If you text the keyword Denise to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back her recipe, a picture of Denise, if you always want to see what that beautiful woman looked like and that big smile that filled a room, and the link to donate to my Angel Tree campaign. If I can get 400 listeners to donate $50 today, we'll go over 3,000 kids sponsored. Please go to, just text Denise to 800-655-MIKE. Text Denise to 800-655-6453 or just go to mikeonline.com.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Ron DeSantis hasn't officially declared, but it is on. I think a lot of people thought Trump would run away with it, but in fact, DeSantis, if anything, seems to be right on Trump's heels, if not ahead of him at this point.
Our country is going communist. This is what happens. We're going to stop it. We're going to win.
Antifa Twitter accounts were promoting riots, to which Musk replied, incitement to violence will result in account suspension. Now, see how easy that was, Jack Dorsey? Why didn't you think of that 2 years ago?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Tuesday is the special election day in Georgia. Herschel Walker, the Republican, challenging Raphael Warnock, the Democrat incumbent, and they're apparently having huge turnout, record turnout, which, of course, sort of betrays the Stacey Abrams narrative that there's all kinds of Jim Crow 2.0 suppression going on in Georgia. A lot of people being suppressed, evidently, at the voting, at the ballot box. Record numbers of people early voting. Today's the final day of early voting. Get out and vote in Georgia. If you've been resistant to early voting, don't be. Don't let the Democrats win this game. I don't like early voting. I don't like mail-in ballots. But if that's the system in place, we got to stop resisting and beating them at their own game. Does a big turnout favor Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock? Well, Herschel obviously believes it benefits him.
Well, I think the high turnout is going to favor me, and it's high because people want to have their voices heard. They want to have their vote counted. And right now, people are getting engaged in what's happening around the country and also in the state of Georgia. I think they see Raphael went out for who he is. You can tell that they're getting nervous because they got Obama here again. So he's bringing in his celebrities. But his celebrities comes in because that's where his money comes from. So that's why I encourage everybody all the time to go to TeamHerschel.com because they're not going to buy this seat. Everyone's need to know Georgia is not for sale.
You notice how this transition happens with beloved figures in America that the left winds up hating if they enter politics. Herschel Walker has always been one of the most popular, famous people in the state of Georgia. Now they denigrate him, they attack him, they rip into him like nobody's business. Same with Trump. I saw I watched an old roast on Comedy Central of Donald Trump. Did you ever see it? You should watch that roast. It was from years ago. They used to do these roasts. Maybe they still do on Comedy Central. And a roast is rough because everybody lines up and says scathing things about the honoree. I couldn't believe it. All these black entertainers expressing their love and admiration and support for Donald Trump. Somebody even said, hey, Donald Trump ought to be president. You remember who it was, Yuri? Do you remember? Was it Will Smith? I forget. But there was a black entertainer at the Donald Trump roast that, of course, predated his run to be president, who said he ought to be president. I'd vote for him. Then, of course, he came down the golden escalator, and suddenly he was a racist. You sense a pattern here? So let me ask you a question. Does record turnout in Georgia favor Herschel Walker? How do you feel? I'd like to hear from people in Georgia. How do you feel about Herschel's chances? I'm going to be really honest. The midterm elections turned out to be a mixed bag for us. Thank goodness we got control of the House. I don't have a lot of hope that Georgia voters are going to get this one right. I mean, all Georgia voters had to do would be to vote for either Kelly Loeffler or David Perdue. We had two chances, and Georgia voters fell short. I'm not trying to criticize Georgia voters. I'm just saying I don't have a whole lot of optimism, but I hope I'm wrong. In fact, maybe I'm trying to do a little bit of reverse psychology. Maybe if I don't think it'll go well for Herschel, he'll win. Give me your take from the ground. Give me a call with boots on the ground from Georgia, 1-800-655-MIKE, or anywhere in America, as we welcome you into a Friday, December 2nd episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. We're in the Christmas season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Team Gallagher. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Do you have the same reservations I do, a little skepticism for Herschel? Are you feeling good about his chances? Gosh, it would be wonderful if he would win. What a big victory that would be to hold the Senate to 50-50 rather than give them the 51-49 majority that they're really desperately hoping they'll get. I think another 15 women have come out of the woodwork this week. Oh, he threw a shoe at me. He was scary. He 30 years ago, all the same stuff they're doing. They're trying to repeat that playbook. 800-655-MIKE. What do you think? Let's dive in.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
I know he probably hates that I'm going to play this, but as we continue the Mike Gallagher Show here for a busy Friday, and there's so many headlines and so much going on, and, you know, politics and all the debating, I wanted to step away and bring back to the show. When you interview a legend, you got to play one of the legend's many legendary hits. I bet you Pat Boone has had that played 10,000 times in 10,000 interviews over the years. We've got Tracy on our team here, my screener. She joined the show about a year and a half ago. She cannot believe that we're talking to the legendary singer, songwriter, author, actor, philanthropist Pat Boone, who joins us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Pat, I have to just start out by saying I'm going to talk to you about your new book and your new movie. I'm so glad you're slowing down in your golden years.
You know, when I talked to Tracy a couple minutes ago, she said, "Pat Boone, you're still alive?" No, she didn't.
She did not. She knows you're alive and well. We see you on TV all the time. I mean, you know, we're all Fox News Channel fans here, and we see all the great spots you're doing for all the great companies you work with.
Relief Factor.
Oh, my goodness. Relief Factor. I mean, listen, I took my Relief Factor this morning, you know? I mean, we know how good it works.
Yes, I do. We do. Yeah, we sure do. Well, listen, I'm so delighted to talk to you, Mike, because as I just said, you know, in this area, the woke era, thank God there's a waking as opposing the woke. Woke is a virtual stroke.
Amen.
It is a surrendering, this woke business, surrendering of all the principles that have made America who we are, giving them up, wanting to erase them all, change everything to a socialist government where there's just one party and where those of us who disagree simply don't have a voice. But
no room for dissent, Pat. No room for disagreement. You're not allowed to stand up and say what you believe or you're going to get canceled. I mean, Pat, did you ever think that we'd come to a day where we see this climate in the United States of America, the country we love?
No, it's a nightmare. It truly is a nightmare because it's a waking nightmare because it's things that we just did not believe could happen. We so trust still in the corporate mind and soul of Americans. But the things that we believe in are being so ridiculed and misrepresented.
But you're also not allowed to express your belief about anything. In the last couple of years, anybody who tried to ask questions about treatment for COVID or the integrity of the 2020 election, if you even say a word, they want to shut you down. They want to deplatform you. They want to get you fired from your job. I mean,
We're living George Orwell's 1984.
Exactly. It's anti-American.
I've got an Alexa here in my room. I shouldn't have said it out loud because it'll activate her.
Right.
But But that means that every hour of every day, since we have these devices in our home, we are listened to.
Right.
And it's just exactly like Big Brother.
It's scary.
Orwell, 1984.
But Pat, you said something a minute ago, though, about an awakening, and I really believe this. And I've made my living at this for 40 years, so I talk to people all over the country every day who call the show, text the show, email me. There is an awakening that I've never witnessed before. People have a resolve to stand up, to say what you believe, to defend the country, to protect law enforcement, to support the military, to defend America's sovereignty. We're seeing that in a way that I don't think we've ever seen that, Pat.
Well, we saw it two centuries ago, when everybody got tired of paying tax on tea that they didn't want anyway.
Right.
And the general populace spoke up, and they went out, some brave Americans went out to the ship in the harbor, Boston Harbor, and took all that tea they didn't want anyway and threw it out in the ocean. And of course that started the American Revolution, where we said, we've had it, we're not going to bow our knee to a British king and pay taxes on things we don't even want.
Right.
And we're going to take this piece of land for ourselves and self-govern. Well, that was the Revolutionary War, which we won. If the history books that America's kids today were to read about it, they would realize we won that war.
That's right. They don't know.
A new nation, and it was the people speaking for themselves,
right,
and governing themselves. And if they didn't like the way they were being governed, they would throw out the ones who were trying to usurp it and take it over, and bring new farmers or doctors or tradesmen in to take their places in the Congress. And we are stepping up. The Tocqueville, as you know, the historian, said America is great because America is good.
That's right.
And if
That's
America
right.
ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. Well, who would have dreamed that in our day, America is ceasing to be good corporately and politically,
yep.
and that anybody who stands up for Christianity
right.
is to be silenced.
I know one guy's not being silenced. It's Pat Boone. Now, Pat, we could talk about your book or your movie or both, because I can't believe, like I said, you've got your feet up and you're resting in your golden years. I mean, a book and a movie. The book is called If, The Eternal Choice We All Must Make. The movie is The Mulligan. Now, I've seen you out there on the golf course on those Relief Factor TV commercials, so I know you swing a mean golf club. Let's start with The Mulligan. Tell us all about it.
Well, it was a guy named Rick Eldridge who also produced the movie The Bobby Jones Story, which we've all seen on the Golf Channel a number of times. Beautiful. Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus, also played Bobby Jones.
Right.
And Rick came to me and asked if I would be willing to play the main character, a retired golf pro, like Bobby Jones, and in this movie, The Mulligan. The Mulligan, of course, in golf is a do-over, a second chance. And so it has a gospel theme to it, but it's a whale of a lot about golf. It honors Payne Stewart, the Payne Stewart Camp for Kids that he instituted. I wear those Payne Stewart knickers and plus fours throughout the film, so I'm a colorful character. And I'm helping a young billionaire whose business is going great, but his marriage is breaking up, and his 16-year-old son can't stand him because he's neglected him, and he's interested only in his business and his golf. And he is a good golfer. You know, he can hit a good golf ball, played by Eric Close in the movie.
Wow.
But his personal life is a shambles. And so he makes a fool of himself. I won't tell you the whole story, of course, but
No, I want to see it.
A fool of himself on the course with Tom Lehman, the real golfer out there on the tour. And he misses a putt and breaks his putter over his knee and throws the broken putter in the sand trap. And Lehman is a big guy. And he takes this guy, played by Eric Close, shakes him in the shoulders, says, "Listen, pal, you're not good enough to get that man."
That's a good line.
If you're ever going to play with us again, you better go see Will Dunn, who is the name of the old pro. He helps us with our temperament and our tempers. You better go see him. Lehman gives him his card. He says, "You go see him. Wow. If you ever want to play with us again.
I can't wait to see this movie. TheMulliganMovie.com to get all the information about the movie. Of course, Pat Boone knows a thing or two about the movie business. 15 Hollywood movies, 45 million records sold. Just a legend. And I want to close, Pat, by sharing something personal with you. On January 11th, 2019, it was moving day for your Shirley. My Denise, her moving day was June 29th, 2008. I lost my wife in 2008. Oh. You lost Shirley in 2019. And I saw a quote where you said, "It's moving day. You know, she's changed her address is all, and she moved to a different mansion that I expect to join her in one day." I hope you know how much inspiration that gives to any of us who've lost our spouse. It meant the world to me to read that, Pat.
It was printed in the London Times, that statement. Wow. It was printed in the Associated Press was the one that took it from me. I didn't know what to say when they contacted me, and that's what I did say. And I said, "She's waiting in a mansion built for us by the one who says, who promised that where he is, we may be also." Mm-hmm. So I know where she is, and I know we'll be together, and I'll go along without her for a while. Mm-hmm. But I can rest knowing that she's safe, secure, more alive than ever, and we'll be together. So that's the precious hope.
Beautiful.
But let me just tell you one thing about my book, If. That's why I wrote the book, because, as you know, from the Associated Press, from the Gallup polls, Barna, everybody, less than half of Americans today don't profess to go to any place of worship.
Right.
And they're not sure there's a God, and they don't know anything about the Bible, and they don't know if there's a heaven or hell, and if there is, are they going to go there? They're woefully ignorant. This is over half of America,
right? I know.
And so I wrote the book. I felt called to do it. I know it's going to be controversial. When I get with Bill Maher, he's going to say, "Pat Boone, you're saying if I don't do what you say in this book, I'm going to hell." And I'm going to say, "Bill," and I relish the moment, "you're already going there." Because the Bible says,
"You're on your way."
which you ignore, says that the reason Jesus came was to prevent us from going to heaven. And so if he threw out the lifeline, if you resist it, that's up to you. Right. You know, ridicule it, reject it, you don't change it.
But listen, even Bill Maher can have a mulligan.
Yes, that's it. That's the point. We have, even the thief on the cross, which people who don't know the Bible don't know about, he was being crucified right alongside Jesus, and he was a convicted criminal. But he looked over to the Savior hanging there on the cross and said, "I know who you are. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Amen. It makes me tear up just to say
me
it.
Me too.
And Jesus, hanging on the cross, dying for him, looked over and said, "Today, buddy, today we'll be in paradise.
You'll be in paradise together." Well, the book is called If, The Eternal Choice We All Must Make. The movie is The Mulligan. Pat Boone, it's not often I get to interview a national treasure. You are, and I am so honored that you could spend time during this holiday season, the Christmas season, with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight, and I can't wait to talk to you about the next book and the next movie you're going to do.
Tim, you are our modern Paul Revere. So you keep sounding the alarm, and I'm with you.
Thank you, Pat. God bless you. Keep fighting the good fight, my friend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
If you like listening to Mike on the radio, you'll love watching Mike on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com and watch The Mike Gallagher Show every day. That's SalemNewsChannel.com.
We have a birthday, Mike.
Britney Spears?
No, Christina Aguilera.
Isn't that Britney Spears?
Yes, I'm playing with you.
I wouldn't know the difference. I took a wild guess. Well, happy birthday, Britney. She's liberated now, right?
She is 41 and liberated. You go. So,
well, that could be my theme song Friday. Today. Happy Friday.
What are you liberated from?
Oops, I did it again. No. I went back. Here's my second medical crisis of the week. Now, earlier in the week,
so you ready
for another one?
So have
you? Let me ask you, old man to old man,
okay,
boomer to boomer.
Yeah.
Have you or Lisa gotten your shingles shot yet?
Yes, I'm all about the shingles shot.
Okay,
which so is just I get fun a, to say.
I get a shingle shot. Okay, it's both fired. We don't say that slowly.
Shot.
And I say to the doctor, I said, well, are there any side effects? I said, you know. And first of all the vax people are coming out of the woodwork. I called a friend of mine. He goes, you shouldn't be getting any vaccines. You're going to die. You're going to have blood. It'll be Al Roker. You know, Al Roker's got all these blood clots. And they're saying, well, they're people that are anti-vax. No, now they don't like the shingles vaccine.
So wait a minute. So our suspicions over, or anybody's suspicions over hesitancy about the COVID vaccine now extends to every vaccine for everything, even the ones that
yes.
are around for all right.
Yes. Three people I spoke to, one of whom you know quite well, last night. Oh, we don't. You know who he is. I'm not going to mention any names, Tom Tradup. I can't believe you got a vaccine. You got the shingles vaccine. And sure enough, I go home last night, and I feel like crap.
I'm sorry.
I mean, did you feel okay after you had it?
No, I was fine. My arm was sore for a day, but it was
fine.
The
nurse put the shot in. I almost screamed like a 12-year-old. It hurt.
Uh-oh.
It hurt. Uh-oh. And then I get home. I'm thinking, okay, well, it hurt. All right, my arm is sore.
But then what?
Then last night, I'm starting to feel kind of washed out. I feel a little headachy. I was going into the light. I mean, it was touch and go. I mean, my medical, and I talked to one of my sons, and he said, Dad, you are a hypochondriac. I said, well, there's that.
But I can't believe I shouldn't have
gotten it. I'm traveling today. I got to New York.
First of all, I don't anything that is going to have any kind of side effect. I mean, I went and got the flu shot, too. I hope that's okay.
All right.
But I wouldn't do that a day before, you know, hopping on a plane somewhere. But I'll tell
that's
you what
I shouldn't have done.
Right. It's all a matter of timing. But I'll tell you from testimony I've heard, and maybe you have as well, if there's one thing you don't want, it's shingles itself. It is
why the doctor told me to get it. He told me, he goes, I just treated two patients that have shingles. They thought they had bed bugs and bites and stuff. I mean, I guess it's like a rash. This awful. I thought, well, and that's it. So he scared me into taking it. Now, here I still don't feel, I'm not right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm not 100%.
When are you on the plane to New York?
Oh, a couple hours, an hour. You know, I'm out the door. Well, but I wouldn't miss tomorrow. Now, let me geek out on you in the theater world. You geek out about NASA, and you geek out about Def Leppard's Christmas carols. But let me give you
actual. All right.
Let me give you mine. Let me give you mine.
There, but okay, ready.
Tomorrow, the Alvin Jacobs Theater. I'm seeing Lea Michele play Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl on Broadway. Now, I'll have a review for you Monday, because I hear she stops the show.
Biden could resign, and Mike will tell you about Lea Michele in Funny Girl.
Don't bother
on
me.
Monday.
Don't bother me when I'm at the theater Saturday to see Funny Girl. This was the first show I did, professional show I did at Lyric Stage, this wonderful gem in Dallas. They work now out of the Majestic Theater, and they're about to do, they got some great shows coming up. I think they're doing Tarzan and Aida. But my first show, shortly after my Denise died, a local actress named Julie Johnson, who's a big, big, talented, she's been on Broadway and toured and everything, she said, she was over with our mutual friend, Sally Struthers. And Julie says, why don't you go audition for you love theater, you're, you know, kind of a part-time actor, go audition at Lyric Stage. They do amazing work. I got cast as Tom Keeney, the grumpy theater manager that Fanny Bryce has to interact with a little bit. It's a very small part in Funny Girl. And it was, they had like a 40-piece orchestra. And this show,
people who need to.
Don't rain on my parade. I mean, it's such a. And it made Barbara Streisand a star. Yep. I mean, this was her show. Like, I think it was 1963. And they've never revived it on Broadway. Well, they have now. This Lea Michele, who's from TV's Glee, I heard she gets 4 to 5 standing ovations during the show. People are standing, and that doesn't happen in a show. So anyway, I'm going tomorrow, and then here's the best part of all. I'm going to put together a New York Angel Tree Christmas campaign.
You floated this yesterday, and we even, like, during our respective shows, wondered how this ought to go. Have you reached a concrete decision on what
it's
you're going to float before people
The show is going to be, I've got two tickets, great seats. They're like house seats, best seats in the house.
Right.
In 2 weeks, it's like a weeknight at the theater. I'm going to offer the seats. I'm going to offer dinner with moi. I'm going to offer my fellowship and friendship and appreciation for a big donor, $25,000 tax deductible. That's 1,000 kids to sponsor.
Worth every dime.
Oh, I don't know if anybody will do it, but we'll see. I'm going to give it a shot.
Somebody will do it in the next 10 minutes, maybe.
And, you know, this is a Christmas tradition at Team Gallagher. My Denise had something called preacher cookies. every Christmas time, she made Christmas preacher cookies for, for me and the boys.
What's a preacher?
Preacher cookies are bakeless oatmeal chocolate. Oh, I mean, if heaven doesn't have them, I don't want to go. Now, I admit, with the 50 pounds of weight loss, I don't think Rhonda and I can belly up to the preacher cookie
more,
bar.
More for the rest of us. More yeah, good. For the rest of us.
I'll well, and so, but I've got the recipe, and here's what I need today. I've got over like 2,200 kids, I think, sponsored so far. My goal is 7,800. Yes. $25 sends a kid a Christmas present at Christmas from their mom or dad incarcerated. These are from a parent in jail.
Yep.
The kid gets a present, they get a Bible, and they get a personalized message from the kid. So the preacher cookie recipe, we've got it posted on my website. Better yet, excellent. If you want my Denise's preacher cookie, the fabled preacher cookie recipe, if you text the keyword Denise to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back the recipe with my Denise's picture, the biggest smile that lit up a room. I miss her every day of every week. And we also have the link on there for the Angel Tree. Let me tell you something, Mark. We do these campaigns on the Mike Gallagher Show in honor of Denise. She's the one who told me years ago, instead of just blithering about issues on the air, why don't you take your audience and do some good for people? And that's how we sort of launched a lot of these efforts. And I do it with my Denise in my heart. So if you want to honor my wife, text the keyword Denise to 800-655-MIKE. We'll send you back the recipe for the preacher cookie and the link to make a donation. If I can get 400 people around America to donate $50 today, we're going to be over 3,000, which is incredible.
And you will send Hugh Hewitt into apoplexy. I hear him in his first hour. All he does is obsess about how you are owning him.
It's our listeners. Our audience is so generous and a huge part coming from Dallas-Fort Worth. All right, let's get down to business. I want to do the Jerry Jones thing with you at some point, but before we do that, that's a local Dallas story, but I got a local Tampa story making news. Well, it's a national story.
When LeBron asks why nobody's talking to him about Jerry Jones, it becomes a global story.
I know, and I want to do that. I want to tackle that, but there's also a really intriguing story about the police chief of Tampa.
What?
Have you heard about the police chief?
Can't say.
Mary O'Connor is in some hot water. Mm-hmm. She and her husband were out on a golf cart the other day.
Yeah.
About a week or so ago, maybe it was longer than that. I'm going to get all the details from our newsman, Roger P. Schulman. But she's out driving around on a golf cart that should have had a license tag on it. Now, I don't know how it works in Texas.
Oh, no.
You're not able to drive golf carts just on the road.
Yep.
You know, in Florida, where I live in Tampa Bay and St. Pete, I see a lot of really cool looking golf carts, and they got the red, you know, hazard thing on the back. They've got a license plate. They've got, and it's like a vehicle.
That's
and you've got to register.
$50,000 golf cart. Absolutely.
Right, no kidding. And you can't, so she's out driving around with her husband illegally.
Yeah.
Now listen to the exchange. We got the receipts, as the kids say, because the body cam was rolling and it has been released by the Pinellas.
We have body cam of this. You got 14 no controversial kidding. Shootings. All day. We seem to have had them all, but we have body cam for this.
It does not go well for Tampa Police Chief Mary O'Connor. Check this out.
I'm Deputy Chief of the Sheriff's Office. Stops you because you're driving a tag or unregistered vehicle with no tag on it on the roadway.
Yeah, we went to the club. It was closed, so we went over and picked up some.
Is your camera on?
It is.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say, now that you say you look familiar, so.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Okay. So, all right, folks. Well, have a good night. Staying over here in Eastlake Woodlands?
Yeah, we live in Eastlake Woodlands.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, it's nice to meet you. So, I'm Deputy Jacoby.
Okay. Same here, my friend.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
All right,
sorry
take care.
To bother you.
All right, no worries. No worries. Like I say, we have a lot of problem with the golf carting around here. You know, everybody comes out.
We don't normally come out.
We never
come out. The club
was
closed.
No,
wait, get ready.
It's the Greek place to get some food.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right, then. We'll take care.
Oh, no, Eric clipped it. Doggone it. He clipped it at the end. She hands him, I'll play it on the show full version. I want to hear the whole version.
Right.
She hands him a business card and says, if you ever need anything, you let me know. Well, and he goes, well, thank you, ma'am. I sure will. And then she says, serious. I'm serious.
Yeah.
In other words, Mark Davis, Wisdom Solomon, my wise friend.
Look at the time. Let's go to a break.
No. Should she lose her job?
Okay. Leaning on him to give her a break because of who she is, that's never a good look. I'd like to think that 99 out of 100 people violating the golf cart rule probably get a warning and get let go. So it's not
like she was let off from
a murder rap or anything. No. But that's not, she lose her job. No, I think she's probably pretty embarrassed by this.
But you know what, Brent? You know what makes me crazy though, and I've always cringed when somebody does one of those. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
And then she said, "He says, I thought I recognized you." She goes, "I'm sure you did." I'm sure you did.
Of course
you do. I'm so famous. I'm the Tampa police chief. I don't know that she should get fired, but it is interesting about double standards and how somebody. And what's fascinating to me is she knew the body cam was rolling. Yeah, well, she said, she's the one who says, I don't know if you can pick it up. She says, is your camera on?
That's right.
So she's like, okay.
Changes the situation completely.
Well, no, he said yes. And then she said, well, I'm the Tampa police chief.
If
he says yes to me, I'm going to say, I'm the janitor over here at the Dew Drop Inn. Now, I did this one. You know, I've never in my life. Have you ever done it? Do you know when I? And I know you haven't. I know you.
What?
You've never, with a ticket or anything? Have you ever gotten out of a ticket? Because,
No.
One time I've done this. Now, I didn't do it. I would never in a million years. Oh, dear, I'm a big mouth on the radio. Do you know what I mean? I was going in Dallas. I was on the Stemmons Freeway to meet a donor for Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund. And I was going to get a check for $20,000 to help.
Did you throw down military honors?
I did not.
Is that like stolen valor ticket avoidance?
Here's what I did. The cop pulls me over. I'm late, and I was running late for the appointment, and I was speeding.
Yep.
And I did. I thought, okay, he got me.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not going to say a word. You know, I gave my driver's license. He says, where were you going?
Good.
Well, Mark, I can't lie to a police officer.
Of course,
I said, I'm going to
tell him.
I'm going to go pick up a check for $20,000 to assist the families of fallen police officers for the Mike Gallagher Show Fallen Officer Fund.
Yes.
He looks at me, he says, you think I can give you a ticket? Have a good day. Thank you, sir. Slow down. But I didn't initiate it. I was answering.
You were simply asked the question. You answered in a full and detailed fashion.
I would have never said. So somewhere there's a police officer in Dallas who I.
There you go.
I don't know. And meanwhile, we haven't even gotten to California reparations. Did you see this story?
What?
A reparations committee in California is recommending that descendants of slaves in California should be compensated, are you ready for this? $223,000 apiece.
Descendants of slaves, also known as virtually every African American?
Well, but
recently arrived from Jamaica or something.
California wasn't even a slave state.
Well, still.
They want to set aside $569 billion in California. You don't think they're crazy in California? $569 billion to compensate 2.5 million black Californians who suffered setbacks. Oh, come on. I always predicted the day that white or non-black citizens have to pay black residents for slavery is the day the people are going to lose their minds. I mean, this is light your hair on fire. In this economy where people are struggling and as tough as it, $223,000 apiece.
I think the good news of this is it goes nowhere. And every time people bring it up, it's just posturing.
I guarantee you. I'll bet you it's going to happen. You wait and see.
I'll bet you on that.
The task force, they have until June of 2023. You watch and see.
It is California.
All right. Hey, next Tuesday, right, we got to get Herschel Walker across the finish line.
Let's do it. It's the last day of early voting. Tell us, and you got a bunch of listeners in Georgia. Badger them to get out there and early vote today. It's the last day of early voting, and we're going to do this for Herschel.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.